Tua Tagovailoa has been disrespected. Well, that's what I thought initially, and then kind of went through it all, and we'll see. Let's decide, Vlad. CBS Sports' Cody Benjamin released his rankings of quarterbacks, and at Tua Tagovailoa, he has put him at number 12. And you go, 12th best quarterback in the league? What in the world is he doing? The guy led the league in passing. Went to the playoffs 2 years in a row. Fishing is all get up. Tyreek Hill would have probably had 2,000 yards if he didn't get hurt. So you say, okay. Before we try to burn an effigy of Cody Benjamin, let's break down his rankings.
I always find that funny. Burning an effigy. That just sounds funny.
Instead of burning the man, I mean, you don't like murder.
Burn him an effigy.
I don't want to murder somebody, Vlad. I just want to, you know, let him know. Send a message.
You don't want to murder me, so let's just get something that looks like me and burn him? Yeah. Still, you still want to murder me, guys. I don't. You might not.
The real question is, Vlad, have you ever burned an effigy?
No.
Yeah, neither me.
Man, I'm Haitian, bro.
I'm white from the South. I can't burn anything.
Yeah, but our Creole background, you don't want to do none of that.
No, leave that to the professionals.
Yeah, leave that to the doctors.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm going back to New Orleans next month. I'm going to run through a graveyard at night one of these nights, man, see if I still got it. Mm. You know what goes on in the graveyards at night.
Yeah. Ooh. Craziness.
Ooh. Okay, so Cody Benjamin, he's got his Tua Tagovailoa at number 12. So number one, duh.
All right, let's start every. This is what I want
Jimmy
everything
Garoppolo,
to start.
Obviously, no, number one.
This is what I wanted to start. All right, there's just things in life that are just given.
Don't even write it.
We already know who number
just
one
leave
is.
Leave it. Leave it out.
Just leave it out. Let's start from number two. Every list that starts with quarterback,
number two is going to
just start from number two because we already know 15's number one.
This is where I get mad, and I was throwing things across the room. His number two. I'll give you three guesses and you're not going to get it.
Wait, is number two?
Number two.
It can't be Brock Purdy.
How'd you guess?
Because he's going with the guy that just finished
the
Super Bowl. Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Number two. So now I'm throwing things across the room and I'm like.
Because you know why? You know what number two a year ago was?
Who was in the
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts, yep.
And I bet you now he's taking a fall in the rankings.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So, not number three, Josh Allen. Once again, until we beat Josh Allen, we can't say anything about Josh Allen.
That's your daddy.
Can't say anything. Two, you got to go out there and beat him.
Daddy Dolphin, Josh Allen.
Number four, Joe Burrow. Okay. Now, I know other people are going to say, well, he's been hurt.
I love Joe.
When Joe's healthy, man.
Joe's healthy, I like Joe. Yeah, I got no problem with that.
He's the only person that makes Patrick Mahomes every once in a while, roll over in bed
and go. You might have to give him the people's eyebrow. I'll be like,
Patrick Mahomes, every once in a while, might roll over in bed and go, Brittany, you awake?
Okay. No. He doesn't do that. He just be like, Brittany goes, is everything okay, Pat?
Oh, yeah. What were you thinking about?
That Burrow, man. I need a smoke on that Burrow pack. I'm going to call my daddy. Hey, daddy, you still got any more of that Burrow pack?
Ooh, he's calling his dad, man. That's
daddy. Remember when daddy? Yeah, we gonna smoke that Pops, Burrow pack.
Pops got arrested and said for drinking and.
By the way, you got enough money. You not just have a driver for you?
Yeah, and that man said, I met his mom at a liquor store, and I ain't changing.
I love that man. That's when you know that Pat's got black in him.
That man straight up said, I ain't changing. They're like, but don't you feel bad? I ain't changing. When I get bailed out of here by my son, guess where I'm going first things first? He didn't say that, at least on the record, but you know where he's going.
He's going to go drinking.
All right, number five. This one, it's got
Lamar?
CJ Stroud. It's got me a little questionable.
Nah, all right, you know what?
The jury's still out a little bit.
Dude, I know everybody. You know who Houston is now? Houston's the Detroit Lions of last year. Everybody's loving the Texans now.
Yeah.
Right? So they're jumping on the Texans bandwagon. C.J. Stroud had a tremendous year. You were the first to say it. I remember you like, I would take C.J. Stroud before the draft, before 2023's draft. You said, I would take C.J. Stroud with the number one pick before Bryce Young. I was like, really? I don't know. I wasn't gung-ho about it like you were. You proved to be right.
I was very
But
good.
To have him
number
ahead
five,
of Lamar Jackson.
The MVP?
Two-time MVP.
So he is right ahead of Lamar Jackson at number six. Number seven, Jalen Hurts.
You see the drop? That's a pretty significant drop from two to seven.
This is where I start kind of eight, Dak Prescott.
Number-wise, you got to put it.
I got to put Tua ahead. Now, I understand the reasoning. Now, this is why I'm not
Tua's
infuriated.
Tua was number one in a playoff game. At least Dak
has won playoff games. Yeah. They did play head-to-head last... Well, I'm going to say head-to-head. Their teams played head-to-head, and Tua did win that game. Dak did look terrible in the playoffs last year.
I can understand.
But they're giving Dak the benefit of the doubt.
I can understand them having Dak ahead of Tua, but I can understand those who feel like Tua's a better quarterback. They keep pretty much the Spider-Man meme to me. They're both the same type of quarterback.
Now, the final three are going to anger Dolphin Nation, Dolphin...
Let me guess now. Let me guess. Let me see. So you mentioned seven already, right?
Yes.
And let's see who's in the top.
No, wait, I've actually eight.
You mentioned eight. So who's in? So the eight. We already know who number one is. So we don't have to. Eagles nameless.
Because,
So you said
two's Brock Purdy.
Purdy's
Burrow, Josh Allen.
Five, four is Burrow.
Four is Burrow. Five is CJ Stroud.
Six is Lamar.
Seven, Jalen Hurts. Eight, Dak Prescott. Number
so
nine. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Are they going to put Trevor Lawrence ahead of...
No.
Okay, they didn't put Trevor Lawrence. They got my boy Aaron?
He is number 11.
Okay.
Right ahead of...
Okay.
Your Dolphins quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa.
Oh, Tua's 10.
I'm sorry?
Tua's 10.
Tua's 12.
Oh, he's ahead, you said. Okay.
No, he's Aaron Rodgers ahead.
Oh, wow. Okay, I can understand. Herbert?
Yes. Justin Herbert is in at number 9. Once again... Everyone has their opinion on Tua, Justin Herbert. So far, from the outside eye, Justin Herbert has had a better career than Tua.
So wait a minute. Are you telling me number 10? Is number 10 from the NFC?
Yes, sir.
There's no way they put Jordan Love ahead
exactly.
of him.
Exactly.
There's Jordan no way Love. They put it. Because I'm thinking about it. I'm like, if you told me that they got Aaron at 11 and they got Tua at 12. So I'm trying to think of all the quarterbacks.
Jordan
I know
Love.
You're not moving Trevor Lawrence because Sunshine didn't have a good He didn't have a good year. But they moved Jordan Love ahead. Nah,
the argument
wild.
Is Jordan Love's won more playoff games. They also have Jordan Love ahead of Aaron Rodgers. So they're saying that basically Green Bay did the right thing.
They did.
Okay.
They did do the right thing.
I mean, number one, okay. Number two,
that's
Brock
crazy.
Purdy. That's a little high, but I understand the reasoning.
Prisoner of the moment. Okay.
Three, Josh Allen owns us. You can't argue about that.
Joe
Burrow,
that.
Four, when he's healthy, he's dangerous, man.
Joe's the only
Stroud,
one that can see Pat.
Flavor of the month. He's won a playoff game. Whatever.
Definitely prison
Not
of the moment.
Not
prison,
happy about
so
that.
You've had two prison of the moment rankings.
Lamar Jackson at number six. That's a little low.
How can he be below T.J. Stroud? When he lost to C.J. Stroud. No, when C.J. Stroud lost to him.
Yeah.
That makes no sense by their theory.
Jalen Hurts, okay.
I
mean,
I get
they were 10-1 last year until they just totally imploded.
It is what it is. He's still a top 10 quarterback.
Dak Prescott. Like, if you give me the option between Tua or Dak, I'm taking Tua. But that may be just me, okay. He has won some playoff games. Okay. Justin Herbert, whether you know, you pick and choose who you love more. That's
they
fine.
Just love Herbert more than Tua.
Yeah. And Jordan Love, come on. Like, that's a little bit of a reach. That's a little too soon right there. A little too soon
that's
for me.
That's a surf reach.
And then you got Aaron Rodgers, who is an all-time great. You don't know. That's a question mark. He could be healthy. He could be not healthy.
I'm still taking Aaron over Tua.
Okay. So,
but that's
still
just because of the resume.
I think reasonably, number one is number one. If you want to make a case for Brock Purdy, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, I got you. C.J. Stroud, you can move him back. Lamar.
He's top 10, though. He is top 10.
I'm saying Tua should be in the top 10. Definitely in the top 10.
I can't argue.
Okay,
I can't argue that.
I mean, I hate to be like this. I'm going to go the opposite. If you give me a choice between Brock Purdy or Tua Tagovailoa.
I'm still taking Purdy.
You're taking Purdy?
Yeah.
I take Tua.
No, I'm going to take Brock.
I take Tua. Now, you can't argue the Josh Allen.
I'm going to take Brock.
Joe Burrow,
I'm going to take Brock? I've seen Brock do it four times.
Okay.
I mean, mind you, if he doesn't get hurt in that first series against San Francisco in the NFC Championship game, we don't know how that
right.
game ends. You
right.
know, they ran through three quarterbacks. Credit to the Eagles for beating that ass and, like, injuring their quarterback, but we don't know how that game is going to be if he's
was
healthy.
That a game plan?
Dude, I if the game plan is to hurt the quarterback and he could knock him out, extra kudos for you. Extra ducats in your pockets.
There you go.
You know?
Jalen Hurts. Okay, I got you.
Jalen Hurts, you're giving him the – because he's led the team to three postseasons and he got them to the Super Bowl and he was a field goal away from winning the Super
yes.
Bowl.
I still got Tua over Dak. Justin Herbert, Tua, they're pretty equal to me, but I'll take Tua just because I know Tua better. And right now I'll take Tua over Jordan Love because Jordan Love, 1 year does not make you a top 10 quarterback.
We getting tweets right now. I mean, from our YouTube. Jordan Love getting the bag. Cap for life, Jordan Love getting that bag. I pray we play Matt LaFleur week one, bro. They better not. They were like, they better not have Love ahead of Tua.
Mm,
they do.
They do.
Cap for Life, Dallas and Miami are spitting mirror images of each other, which is true. Manu, Tua is better than Dak.
I agree.
You know.
Tua is a top 10 quarterback.
Tua is a top 10 quarterback. I can understand if you have him in the lower third of the lower half. I can see that.
That's okay.
But Tua versus Purdy. Tua versus Love. I think I'm going to go with Tua because of the experience.
I would. Absolutely. I go with that. I don't think they were disrespecting him. I kind of, now that I see the methodology of how they put this top 10 together, I'm not totally mad. So how can Tua solve this problem?
Win, baby.
Win big games and win playoff games. And guess what? You will be high on that list next year.
And you get paid.
You will be high on the pay scale of the NFL. And you and I, Vlad, will be high.